Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Ma'am, my name is Willie King. Okay, let me explain to you what I'm calling to you about. Okay, I have a sister that is bedridden. She lives in McCullough, Alabama, which is outside of Atmore. And, you know, she needed a COVID shot. So we made an appointment. We got the appointment. But the problem is that the service is like hauling her. I mean, she almost 400 pounds. She bedridden. I done tried everything, but they tell me they can't pick her up and transport her to the hospital where they are giving the COVID-19 shot. And I have a problem with that, because if she get into an emergency, that means they're going to let her die.
Right. Okay. So is that what you need help with?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I need help with that. We done made the appointment, at the hospital there in Atmore. It's called Atmore Community Hospital. She has an appointment for 8:45 this coming Friday. Okay, I had made one earlier, but the ambulance got there and said they cannot transfer her because of her weight. I got some problem with that, because if she gets sick out there, I guess they're going to just say, well, hey, we're going to let her die.
Okay, right. Yes, sir. This line is for a testing site, so it's only certain things we can do on this line. If you're looking for the vaccination, the only thing that we could recommend is you pre-register on the vaccine hotline. If you already have an appointment, then you just go to the appointment. We're just a testing site line, so we can't really do a lot on this line.
Okay, so who can I talk with? And, you know, you think that who can I reach in the State Department?
You might want to let me see. Hold for 1 second while I check for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, okay?
And you said what's going on again? You get the okay, so she gets the vaccination Friday, correct?
Right, but she's overweight. She's bedridden. You know, she's been in the bed, you know, for quite many years, and she's not able to get up. But she's overweight, and the ambulance service came to pick her up and take her to her last. To take her to the last schedule she had, they say that she was overweighted, and they could not transport her.
So she's basically not able to get to the place to get her vaccination because the ambulance would not transfer her, correct?
Right, because they're saying she's too overweighted.
Okay, let me check to see who you would call. Hold for 1 second, okay?
And I appreciate that, ma'am. Thank you.
Right, yes, sir. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold. 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
One of them, who was at the terms that the Trump administration employed, that was deported, and absolutely unacceptable. And if we want to speak of language, out of the hands of his or her family, and separate that family to deter future. That to me is a humanitarian. And what the president has committed to, and what I am committed to, is to ensure that we have an institution that works, reservoir itself is unsustainable. We're using this software. Do that at this point. This is forceful. You have to say, don't. In place. So don't leave your town, community. Because I'm curious, what are you seeing there now? Is it being prepared or is it already moved?
It's our understanding that right now it is still being prepared. I had been to speak with some Red Cross volunteers who were very tight-lipped, but they've been seen walking in and out of the building behind me that HHS says could accept those at least first few hundred of migrant teens on or around today. Now, we don't know when their exact arrival will be. We do know that they could house several thousand, up to 3,000 migrant teenagers here, specifically between the ages of 15 and 17. And when I had a chance to speak to an immigration attorney about what the conditions will be like inside, since we're not allowed in to take a look ourselves, he likened it to what you would expect at a hurricane relief center. Cots, socially distanced, spread apart. He said that the teens will be provided classwork here, some sort of education. They'll obviously have cleaner conditions than what he believes they're subjected to closer to the border because they simply have the space here that those centers do not have further south, closer to the border that is simply been overwhelmed.
Hey, sir, I have a question. Would you like another vaccine provider?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, what county are you in?
Okay, she's in Escambia County. She's in the Atmore, Alabama County. She lives in a small town called McCullough. Okay, called McCullough.
Okay. So we actually have vaccine providers available. Let's see. Okay, so you already tried Atmore Community Hospital, correct?
Right. They set up an appointment for this coming Friday, but we're having trouble getting her transported.
Okay, so I'm going to give you another one, which is Escambia County Health Department and Main Street Family Care. I'm going to provide you with their phone number so that you can contact them to see if she can be transported here since they're providing the vaccine also, okay? So just one second. I'm getting their phone number.
Yeah, but the problem you have, they're saying that she's overweight.
So she can't get to, so all of, none of the, so none of them can transport her, is that what you're saying?
No, that's what they told me, that she's too overweight. Mm-hmm. And I'm confused, you know, I'm 71 years old, you know, and I'm a professional person, and I'm just shocked at the system. I have power.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for you now. Just one second, okay?
Okay, and thank you so much. And what'd you say your name was again?
Yes, my name is Jaira.
Jaira. S-H-Y-R-A?
Correct. J-A-Y-R-A.
J-A-Y-R-A, okay.
Yes, hold for one second, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
It's important to note that in our number of principles, be the only point of contact the outside of the Dallas Convention. Let me bring in Leanne. Leanne, let me start with you. Is it all
just sort of talking about these things that they look like. But is there any sort of constructed, like, hey, what do we call the double, like, this? Any hint of that?
Chuck, that's interesting you asked that, because when I was listening to the hearing, that's what I was wondering, if there were going to be some new ideas or proposals that we would hear that could perhaps lead to some sort of solution, but we're not really hearing that. Actually, Republicans also do support President Trump's bringing in Mexico policy. They're saying that that works for the crappy American people. The reality is that this is a political problem for Democrats if you just want to talk about the politics of it. The politics is obvious.
All right, Leanne, I'm going to pause you here. I promise.
Yeah.
Leanne, I'm sorry we have to rally, but I pause you. The president is speaking. We're going to go to him right now. It's good to
have you on television. But next year in Washington. Next year in Washington, for years, as you know, we took the celebrate this fantastic day. I was down at breakfast at my home, and the next day, we said, no, I
didn't
put it out for the end of the morning.
So give us a few minutes on that. So, Leanne and Yamiche, I want to pick up our conversation, focus back on immigration, and again, we will bring you the president's remarks in a few minutes of what he had to say about the shootings in Atlanta. But, Leanne, finish your comment there about sort of, is there, you know, what to do with people.
Hey, sir, I'm sorry for that hole. So we actually don't have any information regarding the transportation, but the only thing we really can provide for you is the vaccine provider. So if you want to, you can actually contact Atmore County Health, the hospital, and let them know that they won't actually transport her, and to see if they could actually, because if I'm not mistaken, they do provide in-house providers. They can actually come to your house, if I'm not mistaken, and give the vaccine. But see, that's all up to the health department and the hospital. So if you want to, give them a call, Escambia County, Community Hospital, give them a call and let them know that the ambulance won't transfer her. So you would have to see if they can do it, if they have an in-house provider.
Yeah, they're the one that made the appointment. So what I can do, I can call back there. And I thank you so much,
Oh, no problem. Okay. Yes, no problem. Just make sure you give them a call and let them know they're not able to transfer her, and know the reason, of course. And they'll see if they can actually come to your house or not, because we do provide in-house providers for the vaccine.
I do understand it. You know what? And you guys are doing a good job. But let me say this real quick. You know, out of my entire teaching, I never had a student by the name of Jayra before. Jayra, right?
Right.
Yeah, I've called a lot of names out from my roll book, but I never called a student by the name of Jayra before. This is the first.
Oh, really?
No, I'm serious about that. And I've taught school for like 25 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've never, ever. And so when I get some time and I meet up with my old comrades, I'm going to call your name out and ask them, have they ever heard of a Jayra before, okay?
Okay, no problem, sir.
All right, look, God bless you and thank you so much, okay?
Oh, same to you, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right, you too now. God bless you now. Bye-bye.